I hate my life. I hate everything about it. The only thing I don't hate in my life is my family. I hate that I wake up in the morning and I don't know how I'm gonna do it again. And I hate that the only part of my day that I like is when I go to sleep so it can be over. I hate that I seem incapable of laughter and happiness. I hate that I'm incapable of enjoying any good experience without knowing in the background of how miserable I am. I hate that I feel like it's never gonna get better. I hate that I've been this way since for as long as I've known, and I keep ending up back in the same situation. I hate that if somebody else was put into my life, they would enjoy it. So maybe it's not my life that I hate, it's I hate how my brain works, because I don't hate who I am. I hate that I just don't, I feel like I'm a malfunctioning human. And I talk about this stuff a lot in my videos, and I really appreciate everyone who supports me, but a lot of times people say, like, you're not the only one, like, everyone feels this way. Everyone feels like that. Or everyone feels like they don't belong, or everyone feels flawed. It's not the same. Not everyone goes through the day not wanting to be here. And it's not even that I don't want to be here. I do want to be here. Like, I want to live. I don't want to end my life. But I don't want to live like this. So I'm lost, because every day I wake up, it's just like, I don't want to do this again. But I also don't want to disappear. I want to be happy. I want to be better. But I hate what I'm in. I don't even know. And I don't mean as in my home. I mean, I'm in some difficult situations, but, like, it's I hate this life inside of this brain. And I hate that I have all these feelings and things that I want to express, but I don't know how. I'm trying my best to talk about them, because one of the only things that helps me, I found now, is talking to you guys. I'm just gonna get some Kleenex, I'll be right back. Sorry, I realize I have the microphone on me, so you guys got like an ASMR of me blowing my nose or whatever. I don't know how to get through every day. When I first started all of this, I made a video called Seeking Advice for People with Lifelong Depression because I have felt so alone in my life with depression. Because there's people who like empathize with me in real life and they understand it logically, but they don't experience it. And I feel really alone. I'm grateful that the people I know don't feel the way that I do. I'm so happy when I watch other people have fun. I'm so grateful for them to have that experience. I'm tired of living a life where I can't have it either. Yesterday, I don't really have any friends, and yesterday, sometimes I go with my sister. She's a very social person and she has a lot of friends, and sometimes I join her and her friends. And I enjoyed myself. But every time there was a break and a distraction, I was just reminded of how miserable my life is. And I laughed. Someone said something really funny and I laughed, and I haven't laughed like that since probably my early 20s. And it was a, a short 10 seconds, but it was such a nice experience. About 2 years ago, and I hope people, I think people are smart enough to realize that I'm not, when I first started putting these videos about my depression on YouTube, this is not new, this experience of depression for me. Like, this has been going on for a long time before. So I've tried a lot of things to overcome it. It is not like, it's after many, many failed attempts to get better. And I remember about 2 years ago, I realized that one of the biggest reasons why I was so unhappy was because I don't have fun, and I don't laugh, but I seem like incapable of it. It's like I can like fake laugh or fake smile, but I don't really actually genuinely smile or laugh. And that's why when I had my first genuine smile, which I talked about and posted about a few weeks ago, it was like a really big moment for me. And I am getting better, but this is my better, and that's the problem, is that just because I'm getting better doesn't mean I'm good, because I'm not good. I'm still really, really bad. But 2 years ago, I decided that I needed to have fun and to laugh, so I started making myself listen to comedy every day, and I wouldn't laugh. Like, in my head, I'd be like, oh, that's funny. But, like, I wouldn't actually have the experience of laughter. It's like my body's incapable of it. So I started watching, like, videos on, like, how to make yourself laugh, and they just pretty much tell you to laugh and just keep laughing until, like, fake laugh and laugh until you actually laugh. And, like, I would try that. It worked for, like, a moment, but it feels like it just like escapism. I feel like everything I'm doing is just trying to escape from my life. And I got rid of all the bad habits, like love addiction, and I don't do drugs, and I don't drink, and I don't do all my, bad coping mechanisms that I used to do. Like I said, I've been overcoming this depression for working on it for a decade now, ish, a little bit less. And I just want to escape. I just want to disappear and not exist because it's so painful existing. Like, why is my experience so painful to exist? I just don't know what I'm doing. And I don't know what to do. I'm gonna keep trying, and I won't give up. But right now, you know, it's funny because when I film these videos, I'm feeling the best I feel all day. Because I feel like I'm getting to, I know I'm going to reach people who feel similarly, and it makes me feel sad that people feel that way, but it also makes me feel like I'm reaching people who understand me, and just having someone understand you means a lot. But this is the best part of my day. And once I turn this camera off, I'm probably going to make myself go for a walk. And then I'll come home and cry if I don't cry my walk. And I'll just try and get through the day. And that's what they say to do. Just try and get through the day. Even if getting through the day is too hard, try and get through the hour. But that's a painful way to live. It's sure, it's advice, but, and I do have to do it, but it's not a nice way to live.